Hillsborough County's Environmental Lands Acquisition and Protection Program, or ELAP, may be in the market to buy the site north of Plant City, known as Cone Ranch. The nearly 13,000-acre property is owned by the county's water department, but has been coveted by a group of investors known as the Florida Conservation and Environmental Group, or FCEG. In May, county commissioners created a 7-person advisory panel to consider all options for Cone Ranch, including selling it to FCEG. Those investors say they intend to sell portions of the land to 6 conservation buyers who would preserve it indefinitely. But some environmentalists hope the county does not privatize the land and have recommended that ELAP purchase Cone Ranch instead. Dee Lane, a member of the Cone Ranch Environmental Advisory Panel, says that besides purchasing the property outright, a less expensive alternative could be for ELAP to purchase a conservation easement on the land.
There are alternatives to buying Cone Ranch from the county since the county already owns it. There would be no ownership change. What I'm hoping they will do is put a conservation easement over the property and take the control away from the water department, which would then go to ELAP through a conservation easement. That's one of the charges. Legally, they're allowed to do conservation easements and or buying it outright.
Earlier this week, a citizens panel that makes recommendations to ELAP chose the Cone Ranch property as the county's top priority land for acquisition. That pleases Kent Bailey, a Democratic Party activist and proponent of keeping Cone Ranch in the hands of the public.
Well, of course, we are thrilled that this has happened. The importance of Cone Ranch to the water supply of Tampa cannot be overstated. Dr. Scott Emery said, if you drink water in Tampa, you drink water that has come from or through Cone Ranch. It's vitally important to Tampa's water supply.
The ELAP Citizens Advisory Panel also recommended purchasing the 160 waterfront acres on the former site of the Georgetown Apartments on West Shore Boulevard. Most environmentalists agree that Cone Ranch needs environmental restoration, but its current owner, the county water utility, can't afford it. Denise Lane says the water department must get fair value if it sells the land.
For 10 years, Cone Ranch has sat in the control of the county government. However, under the auspices of the water department, because of the water department's control part of it, they have a duty to their ratepayers, which are their water customers. And that property has been tied up in bonding issues through the water department now for quite a few years. That's been the hard part about all this. It's not so simple to just say, let ELAP take over. They've got certain responsibilities, the water department does.
Purchasing a conservation easement on the property would cost ELAP from 10 to 80% less than buying the property outright, according to staff figures cited by Lane. She says that the advisory panel is asking the county to review all of the ELAP options for Cone Ranch.
Can ELAP purchase a conservation easement allowing bond and the water department to still maintain control and then be able to enter into mitigation banking that will actually be paid for through other development to pay for the restoration? And one of my questions that I asked, that I did get finally an answer to, can you put a conservation easement on a conservation easement? And the answer is yes.
ELAP has expressed interest in purchasing a conservation easement as an alternative to buying Cone Ranch, Lane says, and the law allows it. ELAP could even purchase the property outright at a later date. One way for the restoration of Cone Ranch to pay for itself, according to Lane, would be through wetlands mitigation banking overseen by the Southwest Florida Water Management District.
If they allow somewhere in Hillsborough County destruction of some wetlands, the developer has to, quote, mitigate the damage. They can actually money and buy credits that are part of the conservation easement and restore. Those credits are used to restore a bank. And the bank, we're hoping, is going to be part of Cone Ranch.
Activist Kent Bailey says he hopes that ELAP will purchase Cone Ranch rather than just an easement.
It's only by restoring Cone Ranch wetlands to their historic natural state that we can have a year-round flow of water through Blackwater Creek into the Hillsborough River, which will bring water to Tampa during those dry months when Tampa needs the water most critically. I'm not sure that conservation easements alone are going to allow that. I'd rather see an outright purchase, I believe.
The Hillsborough County Commission must approve using ELAP funds to purchase land. The next meeting of the Cone Ranch Environmental Advisory Panel will be in early October. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.